Hi, welcome to the Career Refresh Podcast. I'm your host, Jill Griffin. I'm a former media and marketing executive turned career strategist and executive coach. I spent my career working my way up and through the ranks of global organizations and startups, and today I show others how to do the same. Join me each week as we discuss the strategies and actionable steps to leverage your strengths, increase your confidence, and develop your career well-being. Ready? Let's do it. Hello, my friends, and welcome back. I'm so pleased that you are here and ready to dive into today's topic. This week, I wanted to talk about our expectations around success and what we do when we think it's not working. So many of us have high expectations for our success. And as a career coach, I want you to be thinking through the lens of possibility and what you can create within your career and in your life. You're looking to get ahead. You're looking for wins to set yourself apart from others. You're hoping for a raise, a promotion, exposure, or opportunity. These are totally normal desires. But I'm not talking about normal desires today. That's not what I mean by expectation. What I'm talking about is success expectancy. Success expectancy is when you see others around you achieving their goals and you want to be happy for them, but there's a small part of you that can't help but wonder where your share of the pie is. Where is your success? And this can show up when you're like at an industry event or a reunion of sorts, and suddenly you feel very unaccomplished based on those around you, and you think you should be further along. The difference between success expectancy and straight up envy is that you aren't attacking the victor or diminishing their success. Instead, you've turned the enemy on yourself. You judge yourself. It's a total compare and despair thoughts, and you're wondering about your success from a place of comparison and expectancy, and this can cloud your thinking. You've made their accomplishment about you. So there are a few ways that I see this show up. You haven't achieved the results you want, so you think what you're doing is wrong and that nothing is working. You've been around and you've been working at it for a while, and you feel you should be further along by now. Or you've done some decent work on a recent project and you wax and wane between curiosity and mildly obsessing about when your reward or professional acknowledgement will come. When you look at your career and think something is wrong or that it's not working, you risk the creation of this downward spiral of thinking that everything is wrong. You go global on your thinking and you may start to rehash all the other times when you believe you should have achieved success or been rewarded, and it starts to get really heavy in your head. When you show up with these thoughts then in the workplace or in your personal business, you're going to get more of the same. No one wants to work with a colleague who's coming from negative energy of defeat or judgment. It's going to impact your collaboration, your productivity, and your outcomes. The other way I see success expectancy show up is in a bit more of a general way. It's that we think we should be further along. We think we should have achieved more because we've been doing it for so long. Being at a job or a company for a long time doesn't deliver further along. It just delivers tenure. And if you don't see this, it's because you can't read the label from inside the jar. You may not even realize that you are in a vortex of compare and despair. So I want to ask you about success. Grab a pen. These are really good questions to jot down. I'll also put them in the show notes. If you need to, stop the podcast and ask yourself these questions. What do you believe success should look like? Are you far from that mental image? What do you think is supposed to be happening right now? Why do you think it's happening to others but not for you? When should you be successful? And is it possible that you are seeing others' victories, but you're not seeing the hard work that they've put in? When you're using your energy expecting that things should be different than what they are, what are you not doing? What are you not focusing on when you're arguing with reality? I'm guessing that you aren't busy working and strategizing. You aren't cleaning up your thoughts. You're not networking internally or externally, and you're not learning and growing. When you're spending your brain power and judging where you should be, it's difficult to be in possibility and creation. Shooting yourself keeps you from really looking at where you are today, and you need to know your starting point in order to create growth. When you think you're doing something wrong, you can launch yourself into delusions of inadequacy. You attack your worthiness. You think it's not working, which creates feelings of fear and anxiety. When you take actions from feelings like fear and anxiety, you're creating more scenarios that don't work. So I want you to get really honest with yourself. Have you consistently shown up for yourself and your work? Have you given it your all? I'm not talking about being a workaholic, and I'm not talking about being obsessive or frenetic in order to achieve the results that you want. I'm talking about showing up for your job and the tasks at hand. Creating the strategy and delivering the work, getting feedback from key voices, evaluating what worked, getting clear on what didn't, making an intentional plan for what you would do differently. Whatever you think it will take to get promoted, what if you doubled it or 10x'd it? Would you be willing to do that? What I've learned from my years in marketing and working with hundreds of coaching clients is that people often fail because they don't get the amount of effort and energy required in order to achieve their goal. They often fail because they're not clear in the action, the massive action that's needed in order to get where they want. And they often give up before they get there because they think what they're doing isn't working. And I'm here to say to you, what if it is working? What if you are exactly where you're supposed to be? When you are working and hustling, it can be hard to see your progress. And expectations can lead to these future resentments, which, it's just gross. The falsity that your efforts aren't working and contributing towards your success is a thought error because you have an expectation of how you think it should be. You want your triumphs to look like theirs or his or hers. And that's a common thought. But my friend, it's totally whacked because it will never look like someone else's success because you are not your peers. You do not have their brain. And success is not better there because the brain, as in your brain, doesn't know the difference. It's your thoughts that create the difference. You figure out how to get there by attempting to get there. The answer to how to do it is yes. The answer to how is yes. Trying new things, saying yes, it's knowing the how of success. You only know how because you did it. You don't wait for the how, you create it. When people ask me how I built a successful career or coaching practice, I tell them, I will tell you absolutely every single thing that I did. I will give you everything in my brain. I will tell you what I've done, but it won't get you your success. You can look at what I've done as an outline, as guidance, you're not going to fall into the same holes that I fell into because you have a different brain and you're going to have different challenges. You're going to have different wins and you're going to have different failures, even if you follow my recommendation to a T. So instead of kicking your butt and spitting and crappy thinking, rethink your expectations. So get that pen and paper back and ask yourself now, how do you want your success to look? What do you think should be happening? What stories are you creating about your peers? Get the real facts about your career. Separate the facts from story. Note your victories. Note when your victories, how they happened, what you did, what worked, and really take time to imprint that feeling of success within you so that you can remember what success feels like. This is a massive win because it also can show how you showed up every day in grace and excellence. Where did you have grit and tenacity? What are you most proud of? Decide what you want to think about your career. And if you want, use some of your peers' successes as fuel for your own. But you're not doing this from this gross comparison place, but from a mindset that they are a living, breathing example of what's possible, and they're right next to you. Decide what you're willing to commit to. And if I told you you had to go on 50 interviews to find the perfect fit, would you care? I'm guessing you wouldn't. My coach loves to talk about space, and he always says that space is only 62 miles away. 62 miles, or roughly 100 kilometers above sea level. It's an imaginary boundary to get to space. And we look at rockets and we think that rockets like totally take off so fast right into space. And gravity is strongest at the beginning. When we are at the slow part of our journey, it's hard. But as we keep going, it gets lighter and lighter. You don't take off like a rocket, because rockets, in theory, take off slowly. It is hard in the beginning, but then it gets easier as you move. Space is only 62 miles away. You don't have to worry about every step along the way, but you do have to keep evaluating, navigating, and moving. And when I get there, it's faster and easier than ever to continue to repeat the win, to repeat the success, because now I've learned how to do it. Seth Godin says that so far and not yet are the foundation for every successful journey. You get the results that you create. To recap, get clear on what it means to be successful at this stage in your career. Check your level of commitment. Are you in for the long game or the short game? There's no right or wrong answer. It's your life. It's your choice. Get present. Look at where you are in order to make a plan for where you're going. And the answer to how to do it is yes. Try it. Yes. Learn from it. Fail. Succeed. Pivot. Yes. Manage your thoughts. You can't create success and fulfillment from resentment or judgment. Thanks for joining me today. If you have any questions about what you've heard, email us at hello@jillgriffinconsulting.com and we'll answer them, and maybe even on the next podcast. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time. Hey, thanks for listening to the Career Refresh Podcast. If you're enjoying this and you want more information, go to my website, jillgriffincoaching.com. There you can find information on how to work with me one-on-one, or my group programs, or even bring me into your workplace. I'll put the link to my website in the show notes. But hey, listen, before you go, do me a favor. Rate and review this podcast, because it definitely helps me get the word out to people everywhere so that they can also thrive in the workplace. All right, friends, I appreciate you. I'll see you soon.